This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The possibility of a landslide victory for Hillary Clinton, one larger than any since 1984 in the national popular vote, is larger than the chance that Trump will pull it out. According to the Upshot model in the New York Times, Clinton has a better shot at winning the red state of South Carolina than Trump has at winning the presidency. In that sense, Clinton's position is more like having a double-digit lead at the beginning of the third quarter. Trump's latest plan on immigrants focuses on extreme vetting, as he called it, and barring anyone from parts of the world where terrorism breeds, though he did not name the countries. Another Doctors Without Borders hospital has been bombed, killing at least 15, but this time in Yemen and by the Saudis. Two of the Hong Kong umbrella protesters were sentenced to community service for 2 years, and another was given a suspended jail term for their pro-democracy street protests several years ago. Trump reportedly has not held a single political event aimed at African Americans in their own communities. Advocates are lobbying for the FDA to test the chemical impacts of beauty and cosmetics products. Currently, the more than $50 billion industry is able to operate without such attention. In recent years, roughly 7% of deceased American donors have been over 65. Justice Department investigators found evidence of criminal wrongdoing in VW's emissions cheating scandal and are negotiating a settlement that could involve penalties. Customers in Europe have been offered a software fix, while customers in the U.S. have been offered $20,000. In the Congo, the Lucha Group, L-U-C-H-A, a French acronym spelling out struggle for change, is bent on things being different this time. The group emerged in 2012, but has gained strength in the past year, has held demonstrations crafted as vigils for those slain in mass killings, marched through this verdant lakeside city with mouths taped shut and hands bound to show their commitment to nonviolence, and staged sit-ins outside of the local United Nations base. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.